corner in the fourth quarter there? What led to just decide you need to see?
He's got beat for the second time vertically, and wanted to do, just give him a get him out of there for a second, catch his breath, get his perspective, and try Nolan in there, try someone else.
Do you feel like that's just where you guys need to be at this point? It's happened the last 2 weeks so often.
With him. 2 weeks in a row, he's had two bad weeks. I was hoping to get out of that slump, and they went at him deep, and they made the plays on him, so I made a switch.
Is there any kind of trend for what you're seeing, what he's doing that keeps leading to this or not doing?
No, it's just vertical ball. We got to play it better. You know, there's different techniques that he misses on each play, but they're all different, not the same one every time.
Can there be a confidence crisis at that position?
Sure, absolutely. That's the number one thing you need. I think Fletcher's a good corner. He's lacking confidence right now. They're making some plays on him, and he's in a slump, so we'll give Nolan a shot. We'll give Nolan a shot out there and let Fletcher take a step back.
You guys kept them alive a lot on third down with penalties today.
Yeah. We can't have that many third down penalties and think we're going to we get off our field with making the plays. What, they have 20% on third down?
How do you stop that, though? I mean, it's...
Every penalty was different. You know, I don't know the exact which ones are right and wrong. It doesn't matter. They were called, so we just got to play with more discipline. I mean, that's what the penalties are. You know, some just happen, but that many... Yeah, you got to play more discipline.
Did you feel like some were wrong?
I have no idea. You can't. There's so many things you're looking at. The officials' interpretation, half the time I'm looking at coverage and they call roughing the passer, I didn't even see it.
You've maintained your confidence in Bradley Fletcher over
yep.
the last few weeks.
Sure have.
Looking back now, after his performance last week, do you regret your decision?
I don't regret anything, no. I make plans based on what I see and make decisions on what I see, and I don't regret 1 minute of it. Like all players, you got to give them a shot to get out of a slump when they're in a slump, or you just end up bailing on everybody every time one play goes bad. You can't play ball that way or build confidence that way. So made the switch when I thought it was time to make a switch, and unfortunately, didn't work out.
Is it safe to say he's going to start?
I don't know. I have no idea. No idea. We'll make those decisions later.
Could you see anything in practice, Bill, this week?
None. If I saw something in practice, I wouldn't have played him. I mean, guys, it's you're a cornerback in the NFL, and you got the guys running vertically on you. Sometimes they made plays, and they made plays at Fletch. So there's nothing you see in practice that shows you that. He's a good player. Right now his confidence is down. They made some plays on him, so we made a switch.
You've talked so often in your 2 years here about how the defense going forward, getting better. These last few weeks, do you feel like that has stopped as a defense?
Yeah, we haven't got better in the last few weeks. I mean, we got back in the game twice now, and twice, they got back in it. So. We've got a lot of work to do. You know, we got to take a hard look at all positions and make sure that we're putting guys in the right position to win. Look at the calls, look at the scheme, look at the players. We'll look at all of it. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties like that. You can't beat yourself in the NFL. That's first. You can't beat yourself. They got good enough players on the other side. They're going to beat you without you helping them.
But do you have good enough talent in the second
half? Absolutely. Yes, we do. We have enough talent. We've played well at times. It's just lately we haven't made the plays.
What was your reaction to the personal foul by Kerry Williams on the third
down? I didn't see it. Didn't see it at all. I'm mad it happened because we were off the field. I was looking for, I didn't even see the flag, and all of a sudden it happens, we're back on the field. Those are things you can't do. We have to have the discipline, and we've got to get ourselves. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot like that.
Still positive it's not an issue of fresh legs versus tired legs?
Absolutely not. We're in better shape than most teams we play. We're not tired legs, no.